Last week, the Federal First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the First Amendment in a huge case. Here's what happened. Simon Glick, a Boston lawyer, was arrested in 2007 for using his cell phone video camera to record a man who was being beaten by Boston cops. Bystanders were heard shouting, "You're hurting him!" Glick never interfered or obstructed the police in any way. He was 10 feet away and merely recorded what was occurring in open view before the world. Well, the Boston cops said, "Oh, no, you don't," and they arrested him. For what, you ask? Oh, these guys are imaginative. They charged him with violating a wiretap statute that prohibits secret recording, even though they admitted there was nothing secret about it. Wait, there's more. They also charged him with aiding the escape of a prisoner, and of course the, when all else fails charge, disturbing the peace. Oh, and what would normally be called destroying evidence, if done by you or me, the cops erased all but one snippet of the recording. Now, the trial court threw out the charges, so Glick filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. The First Circuit held, the filming of police carrying out their taxpayer-funded duties is a fundamental and self-evident right. And that right doesn't extend to the professional press alone. The court held that with the advances in cell phone and digital video recording, many images of critical events come from bystanders and not necessarily the professional credentialed media with a press pass. Oh, these are new times, Jethro. The court made it clear that the ancient and hoary distinctions between the reporter and the citizen have been washed away by the Hurricane Irene of progress. This case also speaks to another issue, an issue of attitude. Some cops, not all, but some cops have developed an arrogance and hubris that are being fed by a new trend to militarize officer-friendly. Some cops are being schooled in the delusion that you and I are the enemy, and they need to be re-educated. We need to remind them that they work for us. We pay them and empower them to enforce the laws that we enact. We are the repository of power. The Constitution is a limitation on government, not a limitation on us. It is fundamental and axiomatic that we, as citizens and taxpayers, are the boss. And so long as we don't ever interfere with or endanger cops by obstructing or opposing them, we have an absolute and unfettered right to monitor everything they do in our name and under the color of authority that we grant them. I can't say this enough. They work for us. Come it as you see fit. What the hell is this?
This is legal in New York. I'm protected, I think.
That's true, and I'll bet you your little friends on Twitter are going to be commenting about this. And by the way, I know what they're writing about me. Oh, I know. And you know who you are. I thought we buried the hatchet, Jody. I thought we did. But apparently, we've dug up the hatchet.
Well, some people could unfollow each other if they wanted to.